what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's Tuesday, January 12th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran, and on today's show, we're going to talk to newly elected city council member Kevin De Leon about his ambitious proposals to tackle homelessness. Then, the University of California announces its plans for a return to in-person learning. Plus, the latest on LA Unified's plan to cut millions from its police budget. Kevin De Leon, the newly elected city council member who represents areas like downtown LA and El Sereno, introduced a range of new motions to tackle homelessness. His hope is to create 25,000 new housing units for the unhoused by 2025. One of his proposals is to simplify the building and permitting process so that these units can come online faster. Here's Councilman De Leon speaking on Tuesday on KPCC's Take Two.
Well, I think it's a large bureaucratic morass. I think that you have so many different entities who don't speak with each other. You can go from the LA Fire Department to LA DWP, a municipally owned utility, to planning, to building and safety, to HCID, which is our housing corporation. So many folks don't work with each other. They work in isolation and in silos. They need to work in concert with each other, because when they don't, what happens is our reality. Costs dramatically rise and construction is delayed greatly. So we have to have folks who talk with each other, and we have to make it much more efficient and streamline the process. We have to make permitting very simple, and it has to be done in a truncated version. And let me tell you this, when it comes to mechanical engineering, when it comes to architectural designs, when it comes to all the soft costs with all the lawyers involved, we have to dramatically reduce those costs or eliminate them altogether.
The University of California has announced a plan to return to in-person instruction in the fall. But even if students are vaccinated, it won't be risk-free. Higher education reporter Adolfo Guzman Lopez has more.
The reopening will be worked out by administrators, employees, and students at each of the UC's 10 campuses. Jeff Barrett is chair of the Faculty Senate at UC Irvine. Even if many people have been vaccinated, he says, returning to campus won't be risk-free.
We may have to have courses that are dual mode courses where most of the class meets in person, subject to that being safe.
And students who decide not to return to in-person class take an online version. But that's a lot of work for faculty. UC Student Association President Aiden Arasasingham wants reopening plans to include vulnerable populations like disabled students. But all in all, he says, reopening is good news.
I miss the campus culture, walking down Bruin Walk, seeing hundreds of people.
But it's bittersweet. He's graduating this spring.
6 months ago, the LA Unified Board of Education agreed to cut the school police budget by $25 million. But it held off on nailing down specific details. And now, the wait continues. With more, here's KPCC's Caroline Champlin.
The school board still has questions to answer, like how to make those cuts and where to redirect that money. It was supposed to be ironed out in December, but got pushed to this week's meeting. Now it's being delayed again. Melina Abdullah, the co-founder of Black Lives Matter LA, says it's actually advocates like her that are putting the brakes on the process.
It wasn't going forward in an authentic way.
Abdullah wants more student and parent buy-in, and they want to reallocate the savings to schools with large Black student populations. Sarah Jato is a high school senior with advocacy group Students Deserve. She shares those concerns, but also wants cuts finalized before she graduates in June.
So if that timeline could be implemented, that would be the best thing, a great thing.
Advocates are hopeful a new proposal will be back in front of the board in a matter of weeks.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at lais.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And for up-to-date news around the clock, tell your Alexa device to launch LAist or check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.